the aftermath of a string of recent bombings and arson attacks in Foggia, a small city in southern Italy. No injuries were reported, but the message was clear. The local mafia was pushing back. Over the past 2 years, police have seized millions of dollars in assets and made several arrests. Some businesses are now refusing to pay protection money to the mafia. Alessandro Zito ran a construction firm here until his business was burned down by the mob. Facing death threats, he relocated his family. He now heads the newly launched local anti-racketing association.
By some estimates, 70% of businesses here pay protection to the mafia, a figure we can't confirm. With the association, we are trying to show people they are not alone. The only way to root out this problem is to stand up together.
In the wake of the bombings, police have increased patrols and investigations and set up roving checkpoints. Poor and underdeveloped like much of the South, Foggia has been the base for the so-called Fourth Mafia for decades. Unknown to many outside Italy, the collection of clans in the area make most of their money off extortion, drug trafficking, and prostitution.
The bombings weren't just directed at people not paying protection. The owner of this flower shop that was bombed wouldn't speak to us on camera, but she said no one ever came here asking her for money, and that's what scares her most. Investigators say these attacks were meant to spread fear.
Prosecutor Antonio Laronga showed us the mafia's reach here and how they control this area on the southeast coast of Italy.
The organization clearly feels the need for marketing. These attacks are meant to send a clear message. We are here.
Despite recent gains, Laronga isn't convinced they'll take the local mafia down soon.
I'm not optimistic. The path to justice is going to be a long one. There are some hopeful signs, but the situation is still uncertain. There are lots of powerful clans and a culture of crime here.
Luca Vigilante and his family run a chain of health clinics in the area, treating thousands of patients. The mafia came calling. Despite the risks, his family said no.
In the future, if my children follow in my footsteps in this work, after teaching them their whole life about morality, ethics, Christian values, I'd have to say, look, if you want to continue this work, you'll have to give money to criminals. It would be hypocritical and absurd, a really awful thing for them.
Not all here feel they can stand up to the mob. They know when the police aren't there to protect them, the mafia could come calling again. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Foggia, Italy.